Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is. Holy name.
Now if we just
for His works toward men. Now
worship our Lord Jesus, because how He just brings us through the seasons of the weather and through the seasons of our life. He's an incredible, phenomenal God. What a mighty God that we serve. I'm still in the mode of the resurrection and how that's working on our behalf. Just serving Him and loving Him and knowing who He is and what He's doing for us. is an incredible time, even in the events of mankind. You know, what's happening politically in our nation, and just causing us and giving us a reason to just pray and fast and worship God and give Him glory for all that He has done, and just realizing and knowing that He is the one that's in control. No one else is in control, just our Lord and Savior. And we have the opportunity now to just acknowledge that and depend on the fact that He is in control. Let me announce who I am. This is Dr. Cassandra McDonald coming to you, just having an incredible time in my life, just praising God, breathing, and being free. Just breathing and being free in Him, learning how to trust Him, learning how to love Him, learning how to put Him first in everything, because that's what God commands. That's why He says, love you, Lord, the Lord thy God, with all thy heart, thy soul, thy mind. He wants it all. Why? Because He is all, and all the power belongs to Him. Any and everything that was made belongs to our God. So we should be willing to give it all back to Him, because He's large and in charge, and He knows exactly what He is doing. What an honor to know who Jesus is. I was talking with one of my clients, and I'm telling you, in that day He says, I'll say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I do not know you. Can you imagine sitting at the table your entire life and supping with your parents and talking to them, and then at some point they say, I don't know you? And you're like, oh, I've been sitting here all these years. And that's what happened to these people. They said, well, we've done miracles in your name. We've done wonders in your name. But He says, I don't know you. Because they have not accepted Him in the resurrection that He is. He is life, and He is that more abundantly. Again, Dr. Cassandra McDonald with It's a Mind Thing, serving and loving our Lord for who He is. Our subject, let's put these specs on. There we go. Our subject for this week, comfortable? I'm asking the question. Are you comfortable? He died so that you could be. He died so that you would be. That's why Jesus died. He said, because I must go away, because I'm going to send back a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, that will lead and guide you into all truth. That's what God came to do, to make us comfortable. Don't you think that Adam and Eve walking around in the garden were comfortable? Oh yeah, no worries, no stress, didn't have to work, didn't have to toil. There was nothing that they had any concerns about, because God took care of them from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. They were in God's care. And what a perfect way to be. And Jesus came, the second Adam born, to get us and release us from these sins. Yes, for the remission of our sins. And that only happens when we're baptized in His name. You cannot know Him unless you know Him in His resurrecting power, unless you know Him through the baptism and getting rid of your sins and leaving them there, rising to the newness of life. Comfortable? Are you comfortable? Is your life comfortable? Is your life peaceful? Does your life go wonderfully? Now, that's not exactly what you might think I'm talking about. I'm going to give you an instance that just kind of blew my mind away, but it's the ultimate comfort. And his last name is Sive, S-I-V-E. I forget his first name. but he was on a Sid Roth show. If you put in S-I-D-E, you'll see and hear his testimony. Oh, my goodness. He picked up a hitchhiker in Mexico. And he said, I just want to share the word of the Lord with him, you know, and just tell him about the goodness of our God. And so the man put a gun in his side while he's driving. And he says, I'm going to kill you and rob you and take all that you have. He said, first fear gripped him. And then he thought, what are you afraid of? You have the name of Jesus. All power is in his name. You have the name of Jesus on your side. Why are you fearful? So then he got mad at himself and said, why am I doing this? I serve a living God. And more power is in Jesus' name than there is in this gun he has. So he looks at the man and he tells him, in the name of Jesus, I have authority over you. He moved into his comfort zone. It's like, no, I don't have to be uncomfortable. I don't have to be stressful. I don't have to have a test. I serve my God, who is my comforter, who will take care of me. So he says, I have a power. I have authority over you. In the name of Jesus, you cannot kill me. He kept saying this over and over again to the guy with the gun on his side, and he got so mad, he said, stop the car and get out. He got out. Then the man at point-blank range emptied 5 bullets into him, except didn't go into him. It went somewhere. He says, I don't know where those bullets went. Because Sid Roth said, well, where are the bullets going? He says, I don't know. He said, at one point, I did see the ground, the dust, you know, jump up. But I don't know. I just know that I had the comfort of the Lord on me. He says, were you afraid? He says, no. Why should I be afraid? Jesus is greater than any bullet. Comfortable. Are you comfortable? He died so that you would be. So the man got even madder. And led him off into the woods and said, take all your clothes off and give me the keys. So he took his clothes, he took his keys, and he went to go back to the car. The robber did. And the guy standing there in his underwear, Mr. Sieve, S-I-V-E, says, oh, no, I'm really mad. You can't kill me, and I'm not going to let you rob me either. He hollers at him, hey, you, get back here with my clothes and my keys. You're not robbing me and leaving me here. Come back here. Sid Roth says, I think most people would have been pretty comfortable with the fact that they were alive and the man is going to be gone and they'll figure the rest out. He says, no, I was not satisfied. He was not going to rob me either. He was so in his zone of God is my help. The robber turns around, comes back, gives him his clothes, and then they walk to the truck. And so he says, get in. The robber says, get in. I'm driving. The man said, this is my car. You're going to do what I tell you to. You can't rob me. You can't take my car. And you're not telling me what to do. I'm in control. In the name of Jesus, give me my keys. So he starts to drive. And the would-be robber murderer says, I like you. I like you. And he says, hey, man, all I wanted to do was share the word of the Lord with you. You're welcome to come to my house, and you got to leave the gun outside. And I just want to, you know, have a meal with you and talk about God. And Sid Roth says, you got a baby 10 days old, and your wife is there. You're going to bring, he says, hey, I didn't have anything to fear. That's the comfort. Here's the scripture, and look at what it says. It's amazing. This is, I took the scripture from John 14, chapter 26, verse. And it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father shall send in my name. Whose name? Jesus. Yeah. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I leave with you. My peace. See, that's the comfort. I give unto you. And then look what it says. Let not your heart be troubled. Let me repeat that. That's the comfort that we have in God. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. 16, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. But ye know him. Let me correct that. Yeah. For he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. 18. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet in a little while, and the world shall see me no more. But you see me because I live. Oh, yeah. You shall live also. Do you hear that? Because I live, ye shall live also. We don't have to die ever. Once we receive this comfort, because he conquered the sin, the grave, and death. Oh, death, where's our victory? Grave, where's our sting? We don't die. That's why he said, because I live, ye shall live. We sleep, but we don't die. He that hath, and then check this out, there's always an addendum. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. You say you love me? Why say you love me and you keep not my commandments? Well, the Lord knows I have need. Yeah, he does know, and he supplied the comfort to keep you. So be kept. Hallelujah. And he that loveth me shall love my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Oh, God's got a plan. His plan works. His plan is perfect. Comfortable. He died so that you would be. And, you know, and it's not just read his word and get it and do it. But God all along, he just pacifies. And he cushions us and he keeps us. He's just a wonderful Father that's compassionate and so loving. And since he's the only one that knows the future, when you depend on him, it's so complete. It makes it so easy. But we have to release fear so that we can hear. That's what he told me when I started my camps. The Lord told me to do the camps, and they're coming up. Quick commercial. This June the 17th to the 21st here in Zanesville, Ohio, at the Girl Scouts of America location. And this is our 15th year. It's an overnight camp for those of the 7th grade and up. And then we have day camp for 4 to 6th graders. And then kindergarten through 3rd, we have the morning camp. But when I started that camp, I told the Lord my fleece was perfect or nothing, because I applied for a grant. So I said, if I get this grant, that means my fleece is answered. I'm like, perfect or nothing. And I got the grant. I'm like, yes. I said, I'm going to Band-Aid. You know, the Lord has been gracious to us. We haven't had incidents or accidents. One time a girl fell backwards in her head. But nothing, no incidents, no accidents, just everything was fine. 15 years with other people's children. I'm like, Lord, I don't want that pressure. You a perfect God. I want a perfect camp. God has been gracious. So the week, the Wednesday before camp was going to open up that Sunday, my cook, who I had signed a contract with and paid her twice the money that the value of her services, because I wanted to help, because I had it at that time. She went to the job and called me to tell me I'd taken the job. And I was like, okay. She said, well, aren't you upset? I took a job. You don't have a cook. I said, I know. She said, well, did you hear what I said? Now, I was going to stay in my comfort zone. I refused. I told God I wasn't having any conflict and I wasn't going to step out of my comfort zone just because it looked like I had a situation. And I said, she says, but you should be upset. You don't have a cook. I said, it's not my problem. I told God perfect or nothing. So it's not my problem. He knew before you called what you were going to do. And I'm sure he has something worked out because he doesn't have any problems. God told me to stop at White Castle. I don't, you know, it's not my favorite, you know, place to patronize. And he said, stop. And I'm like, I'm going to do, you know, stops tomorrow, different businesses to see what they can do. He says, stop now. I'm like, yes, sir. I went and I asked for the manager, and out comes this man I haven't seen maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years. The last time I saw him, he asked me to preach his funeral because he was dying. And I said, could you do me a favor before you die? And he says, what? I said, could I baptize you in Jesus' name? I mean, what do you have to lose? And it's been over 15 years and he's still alive. Isn't God amazing? Just share the truth. but I was in my comfort zone, and I was going to take advantage of that. Now, this man is a professional chef, ice carver, the whole bit, and he's the manager of White Castle. So he looks at me, first words out of his mouth, "Hello there." He says, "What can I do for you? I'm off next week. Is there anything I can do to help?" I said, "Is there something written on my forehead, or is there a sign behind me?" I said, "Yes." I said, "My cook just called and canceled for next week and can't start." He says, "I have off next week and I want to help." He knew I hadn't seen him. He knew nothing. But God knows everything. He says, "I will not leave comfortless." What a mighty, mighty God that we serve. And we'll just trust him and love him, engage him in everything, everything. Call on the Lord. He says, "If you call me, I'll answer." He's speaking to your mind. God wants to help. He's here. He's here to help. If you ask, he says, "You have not because you ask me." Does this mean we're not going to have tumultuous things that we go through in life? Tumultuous, trust me. But he says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivereth them out of them all." So, I mean, enjoy God. Enjoy life. No matter what comes, you can rest in his comfort. He said, "I'll never leave. I'll never forsake you." Just read the stories in the Bible how God always rescued his people. Not in their timing, in his. Poor little Joseph. Brother sold him into slavery. Well, at first he was going to have him murdered, and then we were going to leave him for an animal to kill him. And they ended up selling him into slavery. I'm like, at 16, 17 years. And it was another 16, 17 years old before he became first in power, only under the king. He had to grow. He had to develop. He had to mature. God's going to grow you and grow your faith so that you're ready when he shows you your purpose. He's getting you ready for purposefulness, for the perfection of what he has called and enabled you to do, the reason why you are here. Comfortable? I'm telling you, you died so that you could be. Take advantage of loving the Lord and love life. It's beautiful. Hallelujah. Beautiful. With God, all things are possible. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, bless, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Comfortable, he died so that you would be.
Please leave your message for...
Hi, Cassandra. When you call me back on 216-334-0404. Don't call me back on the other number. Just call me back on this number, 216-334-0404.
Thank you.
doing for that. Or don't call me that on the other number. Just call me that on this number, 216-334-0404.
It's Cassandra calling you back. Bye bye. Sorry, I wasn't available earlier. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Mm.